Two of the main factors that affect inflation are labor and energy. That's according to an online discussion led by experts at the Heritage Foundation on Tuesday. Rachel Gressler, a research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements, said the high inflation curve began during the pandemic when policymakers issued the $600 unemployment insurance payments. That resulted in two-thirds of unemployed workers collecting more money by not working. She also said 4.3 million workers have quit their jobs on average per month in the last 4 months.
Replacing workers is extremely costly. It, on average, takes about 6 to 9 months worth of a worker's salary to have the cost of finding a new worker and training them. So if you look at the quits this year compared to last year, employers have had to replace about 10 million additional workers. When you do the math, that increased their cost by about 3 to 4%, and there's no new value added to that. It's just a higher cost. So of course, they're having to pass that on to customers.
Energy is also a critical factor when it comes to inflation. Katie Tubb, a senior policy analyst for energy and environmental issues, said that in 2020, energy consumption was down 7% due to COVID-19 policy responses. And those in the conventional energy industry have a very uncertain future under the Biden administration.
The administration has used basically every regulatory tool in the toolbox to attack coal, oil, and natural gas, whether you're talking about the financing side of this, the production, or the consumption side of it. And so if you're in those industries, I don't know why you would want to spend millions of dollars investing in workers and infrastructure when this administration has said you have no future in this country.